Today's shir is Masechta Brachas Daf Chav Ches. We will begin Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his office of being the Nasi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was given that position. Says the Gemara, Tana Oysa Yoim, Shilkua L'Shomer HaPesach. That day, the guard who stood at the door of the Beis Medrash was removed. And any Talmud who wanted to enter the Beis Medrash was given permission to come. Gamliel would always say, any Talmud who is not on the inside as he's on the outside, who's not completely sincere, so of course, the Mefarshim asked the question, how did the Shomer HaPesach know who is a Talmud of that Madrega? So many Mefarshim suggest that the Shomer HaPesach was actually a Malach. And the Malach was able to tell the difference who is and who isn't a Teuche Kabari. Another Peshat that I saw is from Rav Gestetner in the L'Hairis Nosan. He says that the Gemara says at Masecht Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Amun Aleph, the Moshe Shavad Rav Gamliel, until the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, until the Gamliel, L'Hayol Meidim Torah Elam Umed. All learning of Torah was done standing. So, says Rav Gestetner Zatzal, that standing all day, learning Torah, standing all day, is certainly no easy feat. So anybody who was Teuche Kabaroi had the strength to stand a whole day learning. Somebody else did not have the strength. And they saw, if you're able to stand all day, a whole day, that must be a raya that you are Teuche Kabaroi. Another pshat that I saw is we know that it says in Pirkei Avos, Derech Eretz Kodma L'Toyra. Before anybody learns Torah, you have to be a Baal Derech Eretz. So says the Seret Vishnitz Rosh Yeshiva, they looked at who were people that were Baal Derech Eretz, who were people with great manners. And if there were people that were great manners, they were the people that were allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. Another pshat that I saw, we know the famous Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, how anxious Rabbi Beis Hillel was to learn Torah. So says the Sefer Sich HaParsha. You know how they knew, and the Gemara says that Hillel was ready to climb to the roof and lay there in the snow just to learn Torah. So he says that's Pshat in our Gemara. Any Talmud who was ready to climb to the top of the roof to learn to do anything to be able to get into the Beis Medrash, he would do whatever it took to get into the Beis Medrash. He is a Talmud that was worthy of being allowed into the Beis Medrash. Why did Gamliel not allow somebody who was Teuche Kabari into the Beis Medrash? Because the Gemara says Masechta Techulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that Kol Hashoina the Talmud Shena Hogan. If somebody teaches Torah to a Talmud who's not worthy of learning Torah, it's Kilu Zorik Evan Lamakulis. It's like worshiping Avodah Zarah. And as the Yaakov explains, even though a person throws a stone at the Avodah Zarah, he is at the end of the day worshiping Avodah Zarah, even though he meant to break it. Here too, you're trying to teach Torah, but if the person is not anxious in learning Torah, then what's the point? Says the Gemara, Hahu Yom Atasukam Safsali. That day there were many new Talmidim that came into the yeshiva. Am Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan says, Pligi by Abba Yosef ben the story of Rabbanan. There's a machlokes Abba story Rav Yosef ben the story and the Rabbanan. How many new Talmidim came? Chara Meitos for Abba Meir Safsali. There were 400 new benches. And there was other mandom that says 700 benches. So I saw that the Sefer Arubis HaShemayim tries to understand Why is the Gemara discussing the benches? The Gemara should have discussed how many Talmidim came to the Beis Medrash. So he explains, as we learned before. We mentioned before, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, that until the time of a Gamliel, everybody learned standing. When they opened up the doors of the Beis HaMedrash, not everybody who came into the Beis HaMedrash was a person that was strong enough to learn Torah standing. So what they had to do is bring more benches into the Beis HaMedrash, because these Talmidim that they now had in the Beis HaMedrash are people who can't stand when they learn, they have to sit. Another pshat that I saw, because I saw that Rav Yaakov Teilbaum Zatzal has a question. How could there be a machloikis in Metzius if there were 400 or 700? Count how many people came to the Beis Medrash. So he says that everybody agrees that there were only 400 new Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. The question, and that's what the 400 benches of new Talmidim. But the question was, what about the other 300 that were there for, and everybody agrees there were 300 Talmidim, benches of Talmidim before. What is the machlokes? The man that says there were 400 new, there's no machlokes. The man that says there were 400 new benches, because indeed there were 400 new benches of Talmidim. The other man says that not only were the 400 benches of new Talmidim added to the yeshiva, but the 300 benches of old Talmidim who were there previously were also better. Because the more Talmidim in the yeshiva, there's more pilpul chaverim, there's more Torah, and that's why there were more people. Says the Gemara, have a kachosha dati Rabbi Gamliel. And Gamliel felt bad that look how many new Talmidim came. Amad dil mechasa shalom, manati Torah mil Yisrael. Maybe I was the one that held back Torah from Klal Yisrael, because look at all these Talmidim that would have come, that came, only when I was stopping, no longer stopping them from come. Achsle b'chalmei chatzvei chivri, they showed him in his dream, white pitchers, the malin kitma, are filled with ash. And as the Mefarshim explained, that it mean ash is even less than earth. Earth, you could plant something on. Ash is totally useless. And what the Gemara says, what the Gemara means to say, that these people aren't really going to develop. So all the Mefarshim asked, the Ben Yehuda asked the question, that we know that Metoch Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. A person should learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, because even if you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, you're going to come Lishma. So why is the Gemara saying that these Talmidim had no help, had no hope? So the Ben Yehuda explains, absolutely, the Aloch is Metoch Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. But that's usually the case. What they showed Rav Gamliel in the Cholam was that these people were individuals that they would have remained by Shaloi Lishma. And since they would have remained by Shaloi Lishma, he need not feel bad that they were not allowed into the Beis HaMedrash. V'loihi. It says the Gemara, that wasn't the truth. Hahule suvedatu dechazile. It was only shown to him to make him feel good. But truthfully, everybody who learns, even if they're not growing that much, they are worth investing in. Says the Gemara, v'loihi. Tana, Idyas by B'yayim Nishnas. We know there's a Masechta called Masechta Idyas, and that day was the day that Masechta Idyas was taught. And says the Gemara, V'kol Hecha, that meaning by B'yayim. Wherever you find in Shas the words by B'yayim, Hahu Yom Ahava was that day. V'lo Hoysa Halacha Shoysa Tlui B'Beis HaMedrash. There was no Halacha that was taught in the Beis HaMedrash that Shaloi Pirshu. That day there was open for discussion that wasn't resolved that day. And Rav Gamliel lemana atzma beis medrash afilu shachas. Even Rav Gamliel, who would have had good reason not to come, came. The Tanan, And says the Gemara, "By Biyoyim, that day, by Yehuda Gera Moini lefnei beis medrash." Yehuda, who was a Gera Moini, came to the beis medrash, and Amar lahem, and he asked them, "Mani lova b'kol, may I become part of Klal Yisrael?" Amar lahem Gamliel. So Gamliel said, "Also ata lova b'kol, you may not come into Klal Yisrael, because the pasuk says, La yavi a moini v'meavi b'kol Hashem." Amar lahem Yeshua. So Yeshua said, "Muta ata lova b'kol, you may enter the Klal Yisrael." And as the Mefarshim explained, we discussed the other day, that there's a rule in Chochem Mishoy Lahatir, Dover, you can't say something that a previous Gol said is Osir, Elm Gol Menach B'Chochem Minyan, says Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, that here they were talking at the same time. And since that they were talking at the same time, that halacha doesn't apply. And Rabbi Shua, Amalei Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Shua, how could you allow Amoni and Me'avim into Klal Yisrael? V'lo Tanem Elo Yovei Amoni Me'av B'Kal Hashem. Amalei Rabbi Shua, V'chi Amar Amoyav B'mekaimam Heim Yoishvim? What makes you believe that Amar Amoyav are still where they were? Kva Olo Salach Sancherv Malach Asher, Sancherv Malach Asher came, or Bilbo's Kol Oil Umos. His method of conquering the world was that he turned over the world, and everybody that lived originally in one place, he made them move to another place. Shenema, as the pasuk says regarding Sancherev, v'asa gvulas amim v'asudoseim sheshashti. I removed the boundaries of people and I plundered all of their money. V'oyrid ka'aba yoshvim. I brought down people who lived wherever they live, to different places. So we see that the entire world population, Sancherev turned over. And we have a ruler called the Parsh Baruba Parish. So if we have no right to assume that the people from Amon Amoyev are Amonim and Me'avim. Amalei Gamliel, V'lekva Nemar, but doesn't the Pasuk say, V'achrikan Osher Shvus B'nei Amonim Hashem, they're going to come back. V'kva Shavu, they must have come back. Amalei Rishuv, V'lekva Nemar, B'shafti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are going to come back, but we haven't come back. We haven't come back to Yisrael. Adayin lo shavu. And yes, the Amonim and Me'avim will come back, but they haven't come back yet. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Machlokes of Gamliel and Yeshua, Rav Gamliel assumes that who are the people that came back? It must be the people that were there originally. Whereas Rav Yeshua's opinion is, people came back, but we have no right to necessarily assume that the people who came back are the people who were there originally. And the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua prevailed. And Miyari Teru Lava Bekol. And they said that they all could come back to Klal Yisrael. We could accept Gerim from Amonim and Me'avim. But now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel saw, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, said Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel V'Hochi Hava, now that I see that this is the situation, and maybe I'm not always necessarily correct. Aizel v'faisa l'Rabbi Yeshua. I'm going to ask Rabbi Yeshua Mechila. I'm going to try to get him not to be angry at me. Kimatel beisei, when he came to Rabbi Yeshua's home, chazina l'ashisa de beis de mashkin. He saw the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were black. Amalei, so Gamliel said, from the color of the walls of your house, we could see that you're a blacksmith. And he said, terrible is for that door that you are their leader, that you have to work as a blacksmith. So Yeshua said, terrible is for the door that you are the leader. You aren't aware what trouble the Tanakam, what Talmid Chum have to suffer. But Mayim and Spanasin, what they have Panosa from, Mayim and Zoinim. The difference between Mezoinus and Panosa, explained the Mefarshim, is that Mezoinus is the food, and Panosa is everything else. Omaloi, Nanesilach. I spoke to you incorrectly. Mecholi, please be Mechomi. Layajkabai, Rabbi Shua ignored him. Asebeshvilkar Abba, but then he asked, do this for the covet of my father, at that point pious. Amru, but now they had a dilemma. They said, Man Nezav Neim Lula Rabbon. Who's going to be the one to tell the Rabbonon that Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua made peace? Amru Kavis, There was a certain person who did laundry, and he said, "Ana azelna, I'll be the one to go." Sholchlu, Rishua lebei medrasha. So Rishua sent the following message to the Rabbanan in the Beis Medrash. Manda lavish mada, mada yilbish mada. The one who always wore the robe should continue wearing the robe. Or man the loy lavish mada, the one who wasn't wearing the robe till now. That means Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who wasn't in that position, yemalei leman the lavish mada, should he be the one to tell the person that was always wearing this robe of the nasi, shlach madach, take it off, v'na elbishay? It's inappropriate. Amalei Rabbi Kivle Rabbanan, troklei, close the doors of the Beis Medrash. The leilasa avdinu gamliv atzal Rabbanan. So the servants of Rabbi Gamliel should not come and bother us. In other words, what Rabbi Kivle was saying, he was saying that we need to consider what to do. But we're concerned that Rabbi Gamliel, who had many chassidim, had many people who were his entourage, will not let them, will want them to right away give him back his position. We need time to think. I'm Rishua. So Rishua said, there's no other choice. It's best that I should go there myself. Also Tarif Luhu. And he knocked on the door, which we just said was closed. Amlu Maza ben Maza Yaza. Somebody who did Hazor, who was the son of somebody who did Hazor, the She'en Eloi Maza, somebody who didn't do the avodah, yom lemaz b'mazon, which means, as the Mefarshim explain, that Reb Gamliel, who came from Shevet Yehuda, the Nesias belongs to Shevet Yehuda. It doesn't belong to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. He was a descendant of Ezra. So what they were saying is, just like the avodah that belongs to Kohanim cannot be given to someone who's not a Kohen, so too, this cannot be given, this Nesias cannot be given to only somebody from the family of Yehuda. Should somebody who doesn't do it say to somebody who does it, Meimach Meimara, your water is cave water, the Ephrachah, the Ephra that you use, the Ephra Miklub. Amalai Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Yeshua Nesbayasta, have you and Rabbi Gamliel made up? Kulam Asin al Kvaitcha. The only reason we removed Rav Gamliel from the Nesias was because we were worried about your honor. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go to Gamliel's home and tell him they got the position back. But now, says the Gemara, they had a dilemma. Hechi Navid, what should we do? Navri, should we take the position away from Rav Elazar ben Azariah? Says the Gemara, Gemiri, Malam Kodesh Ve'emaridin. We could only promote a person, not demote a person. Nidrish machadashapsa, machadashapsa. Should we make a rotation of 1 week of Gamliel, 1 week of Elazar ben Azariah? Asla knuye. That's only going to lead to jealousy to fight. And Lidrish Gamliel, klosa shapsi. Let Gamliel say the drasha for 3 Shabbosim. For Elazar ben Azariah should say it for chadashapsa. Mahanadar Mamar, and that's why we find many places in Shas and Bryces that they used to ask Shabbos Shami Haisa. Whose Shabbos was it? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they used to say it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shabbos, it's Rabbi Gamliel's Shabbos. So of course the Mefarshim say they didn't, the Gemara explains they didn't want to make it 1 and 1. But why didn't they make it 2 and 1? Why did they make it 3 and 1? So one pshat is because since Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi previously, and because he was the Nasi, he has many advantages over Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so that's why they made it a 3-to-1 ratio. Another pshat, as we learned in the Gemara, was that Rabbi Gamliel had this chus avis, and as we're learning, the chus avis takes very serious precedent. Another pshat that I saw from Hirschsprung Zatzal, he says there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perek Vav, suggests that indeed they would have probably made it a rotation of 2 weeks and 1 week. But what happened here was that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on his own volunteered that I'll only take 1 week and let Rabbi Gamliel have 3 weeks. Says the Gemara, we began this entire discussion by starting is Meir v'choy v'rishus. That a Talmud asked that question, but the Gemara never discovered who, never said who was that Talmud. Now the Gemara identifies Vayis Talmud of Shimon ben Yochai Hava. That Talmud was Shimon ben Yochai. So Mefarshim asked, why wasn't he identified at the beginning of the episode? So Mefarshim explained that at the beginning of the episode, the beginning of the story is not such a great story. The beginning of the story, we have Gamliel, we have this Machloikis, we have Gamliel being removed from position. So we didn't want to connect Reb Shimon ben Yochai's name to it. But now that the story has Baruch Hashem a happy ending, so we could place Reb Shimon ben Yochai as part of the story. Furthermore, explained the Mefarshim, why was it so important to them to know who was the Talmud? So they explain that Reb Shimon ben Yochai throughout Shas is identified as the model of a person who's Tarasoyim Nasai. But even somebody who's Tarasoyim Nasai wants to daven, so he's potter many mitzvahs. So some explain, if it marav is a chayva, even if he's Tarasoyim Nasai, he's not excluded. If it's a rishos, he's excluded. Another pshat is, even if he didn't daven, but if this tefillah, if this chazaras hashatz, he could be yoytze the tefillah with the chazaras hashatz. But there's only chazaras hashatz on a tefillah, which is a chayva, not on a tefillah, which is a rishus. So now the Gemara is very nice. He wanted to know, is it a rechayva? And therefore, even though I won't daven it, because I am Tarasa and Nasai, but I'll be yoytze with the chazaras hashatz of a chayva. If it's a rishus, there's no chazaras hashatz, and the only way I can have ma'ariv is if I daven it myself. So we learned in the Mishnah that this man for tefillas musaf according to Rabbanon, shal musafim kol hayoyim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, the nikra pesheya. But somebody who davens musaf later in the day is called a pesheya. Waits till the end of the day. Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara, hoy lefonav shtei tefillas. Somebody has to daven two tefillas. Achash shemincha v'achash shal musaf. Says the Gemara, mispal shal mincha v'achash mispal shal musaf. He should daven first mincha, and then he should daven musaf. Why? Shazut tadira. Mincha is tadir. You daven mincha every day. Vizuena tadira. Musaf is only davened on Shabbos and Rosh Yom Tovim. And we have a rule. Tadir, vishayna tadir, tadir kaidim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, mispal shal musaf. First daven musaf, vachach mispal shal mincha, and only after musaf daven mincha. Why? Shazut mitzvah veris. Rabbi Yehuda, in his opinion, musaf could only be davened by 7 hours. Bezu mitzvah she'enai veris. Mincha could be davened much later in the day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is, halacha mispal shal mincha v'achach mispal shal musaf. First daven mincha and then musaf. But as Tosfos points out, that's only when you have to daven both tefillas. When both tefillas are in front of you, that's when, because you want to eat, and you're not allowed to eat, as we're going to learn before you daven mincha. So there, mincha comes before musaf. But if you don't have such a situation, then you should follow the proper order. Furthermore, as we said in a previous year, there's betzibur, you should never daven mincha before musaf, because the Paiskim are concerned that if you can daven mincha before musaf, betzibur, people will think that that's what should always be done. Tosfos does, however, point out that in Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, when there's a long shachris, people should rush up the mincha, rush up the shachris, that they should start musaf before this man mincha comes to avoid the problem of this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira kev achol shmigirsa. When Rav Zeira got weak from studying so much, he would sit at the door of the yeshiva of Nos Matuvi. Omer, because he said, Ki chalfa rabbonon, when the rabbonon passed by, as ekim kamayu, I'll get off for them the kabel agra. So I should get schar. So of course, all the mefarshim asked the question that we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Al tiu kavodim hamisham shem sarov amnas l'kabel pras. So how did Reb Zeira do this, that he specifically went to Mekabel Schar? So there's a beautiful, beautiful teretz from the Bnei Yisoscha. The Bnei Yisoscha says that, the Pasuk says, Bnei Seva talking, you have to get up for a Seva, that the schar for getting up for Talmud Chacham is Yerushmaim. So when somebody does an avodah, somebody does something for the purpose of getting schar, that he should get Olam Hazeh, he should get money, that's improper. I'll tell you, Kuravadim, Hamasham Shusarava Makas Prab Pras. But if somebody's doing the avodah, doing it, that he should get Yerushmaim, he's looking for Yerushmaim, that is fantastic. Another pshat that I saw is that he didn't get the schar for the actual getting up. He got the schar for going to the place where the Talmidim Chacham found. That was above and beyond the call of what the halacha requires. The halacha requires that if I'm sowing and Talmid Chacham comes, I have to get up. I don't have to specifically go to a place where the Talmid Chacham are in order to get up. He went that extra mile to go, and that's why it's mutter. And another pshat is, what was the story, as the Gemara says? Here we have an individual who is learning all the time, and now he's tired. He doesn't have the ability to learn. So what would most people do? They would go home and lay down. He says, I want to continue doing something in Avodas Hashem. So if I can't learn, let me at least stand off for Talmidei Chachamim. And I saw a chiddush. There's a mitzvah, if you have a house, to put up a mezuzah, or put up a makkah around your fence. So Rabbi Yoshev says that you're not mechuyev to have a house and put up a mezuzah. If you have a house, you have to put up a mezuzah. You're not mechuyev to put up a fence around the gate, a gate around your roof. If you have a flat roof that's accessible, you're mechuyev to put up a fence. So he says, anytime somebody goes out of the way to do a mitzvah that he's really not mechuyev in, for that he gets schar. So he says, that was the schar of Reb Zeira. He, as we said a moment ago, he wasn't obligated to go to a place where he will find such a, where he will be able to get up. But since he did go above and beyond the call of duty, that's why he deserves the schar. Amma kichalfi rabbanon. So he said, when the rabbanon pass by, as eikem kamayu, I'll get up for them. The kavul agron, I'll get schar. Nofka also Rav Nosson Batuvi. So Rav Nosson Batuvi passed by. Amalei, manam halacha be medrasha. So he asked him, who said halacha today in yeshiva? Amalei, hacham Rabbi Yochanan. This was taught today in the yeshiva. Ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Dav mispal adam shal musav akach mispal shal mincha. That a person should dav in musav and then mincha. Amalei. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan Amra. Who said this? So he said, Rabbi Yochanan was the said it. Amalei, Tanamine Abin Zimnan. So he learned this over 40 times. Amalei, so they asked him, Chadi Hilach, is this so chashiv to you that you're learning it 40 times because the first time you ever heard something in his name? Or Chadis Hilach, are you saying it because you thought somebody else had said it and now you want to know that Rabbi Yochanan said it? Amalei Chadis Hili, it's new to me. Shunasavkli Rabbi Shuman Levi, I was always thinking that this was the halacha of Rabbi Shuman Levi. So from here we see that we should, the halacha is that you should daven musaf and not mincha, but we said before that that isn't the halacha. We said before that the halacha is that we daven musaf before mincha unless it's extenuating circumstances. Rabbi Shuman Levi, come spal tefillah musaf lachashav shos la Yehuda. If somebody davens musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of our kasuv omer regarding this individual, the pasuk says, "Nugi memayit asafti memechaya." You'll be broken because you went past the right time. Ask my mash with the high nugi loshin the tavrahu. How do we know that nugi means broken? K'metagrim Rabbi Yosef tavra osas the name she Yisrael. Klai Yisrael should be broken at the achras man of the mar de Yerushalayim because they used to make this man later. I'm Rabbi Lezer. But if somebody davened shachris after 4 hours in the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we learned in the Mishnah is after the zman tefillah shel shachris, all of a kasam and nugi memoid asafti mimeichayu. Says the my mashna the high nugi loshna tsaru. How do we know the nugi means you'll be in pain? The ksiv dofa nafshi metuga. My body, my nisham is melting from tsar. So I sort of Mashah asked the question, why by somebody missing Musaf does it say that you're broken? And why by davening Shachris late does it say you're Bitzar? So Mashah says, because Musaf is a tefillah for which there are no Teshlumim, whereas Shachris has Teshlumim, so the missing of Shachris is not as serious as the missing of Musaf. Along the same lines, the Pnei Yeshua says, Shachris could technically be davened b'tfilas nedava. Musaf can never be davened b'tfilas nedava, that's why missing Musaf is worse. Says the Mar of Avya Cholish, v'layos l'pikad Rabbi Yosef. Avya wasn't feeling well, and he didn't come to Rav Yosef Shir. L'mochika asar, the next day when he came, Abayel Anuchi Dati Rav Yosef. He wanted to make him feel better, Rav Yosef feel better, Rav Avya didn't come to the Shir. Amalei, so he asked Rav Avya, my tamal ayosam ala pirka, why didn't you come to the Shir yesterday? Amalei, so he responded, to have a cholish libi, I was weak, v'loy mitzinim. This I saw, the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed asks a question. If somebody misses coming to the shir, is the Magid shir allowed to ask this person, why didn't you come to the shir? So he says it depends. If by the person missing the shir, other people will not come to the shir, it causes that other people won't come to the shir, so then he says, you should ask him to make sure that this doesn't become a habit that a lot of people will start missing the shir. But if that isn't the consideration, then it's better not to embarrass people. Amalei, so he says, if you weren't feeling well, Amalei tam to midas, why don't you eat something v'sis and then come to the shir? Amalei sova ma'al ha'ad Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna, didn't Rav Huna teach us, os la'odom, shiitim klum, kan shispa'al tefil sam asofim. I'm not allowed to eat before I daven Musaf. And the shir was always given before Musaf. Amalei, so he said, Abalei lamal, it's loose in the Musaf and Biyachid. You should have daven Musaf at home, and then eaten, and then come. Velita meet ilmaisi. Amalei v'sav amal ha'odam Rabbi Yochanan, osu la'odam shiagnim tefilas ha'tefilas ha'tzibur. Which means that even if you're davening at home, you should try to daven at the same time, and this is the halacha, as the tzibur. So I didn't want to daven musa before the tzibur. Lav et melo. So he said to him, that's not the halacha. Amar Rabbi b'tzibur shanu. If you're in the base of Knesset, you shouldn't daven before the tzibur is davening. But if you're not in the base of Knesset, then you could daven earlier. However, says the Gemara, v'lesach salak Rav Huna v'lek Rav Yishu ben Levi. Rav Huna hadam marin. When we say that the halacha is not like Rav Huna, we're saying what we mentioned before, that you're not allowed to eat anything before Musaf. Rav Yishu ben Levi, Dom Rav Yishu ben Levi, Kivin Shigiyaz Man Tfilis Mincha, Asa L'Adam Shetim Klum Kadish Yisbal Tfilis Mincha, so that's why he couldn't have eaten. Even though the Gemara is teaching us that you shouldn't daven before the Tzibah davens, certainly Rashi says that's only in the base of Knesset, but the Magen Avraham says that if you were in the shul, and for whatever reason you don't want to remain and go home, once you were in the shul, you shouldn't daven before the tzibur. And as I said before, even at home, it's preferable to daven in this time of the tzibur. Unless, says the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, it's a situation where the tzibur is davening after the zman. If the tzibur is going to miss the zman tefillah, then you could daven b'yichidus. Or, says the Bach, if somebody is sick or a different situation and he needs to daven earlier, he may. Here the question comes up, what may you eat or not eat before Musaf? And if you eat, do you have to make Kiddush? The Bach says that you have to make Kiddush. What about Kiddush b'makom suda? So the Bach says, wash. The Magen Avraham says, drink an extra cup of wine, and with that extra cup of wine, you yoytze Kiddush b'makom suda. But then, the Magen Avraham wants to suggest that since you're not allowed to eat a full meal before Musaf, the halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda wouldn't apply, and you just drink the wine that you make Kiddush on, and with that, and eat something minimal, and with that, you yoytze Kiddush b'makom suda. Here we also learned that you're not allowed to eat before you daven mincha, but there are two halachas. First of all, it's only mincha ketana, which is, as we learned many times, 2.5 hours before the shkia, not mincha gdayla. Number two, if you started a half an hour before mincha ketana, then the halacha is you could continue eating. And number three, the halacha is it's only eating that's prohibited before mincha ketana. But if it's just ti'ima, that's mutter even before by mincha ketana. And also, we've mentioned this heter previously in our shiurim, if you have a shomer who reminds you that you need to daven mincha, also, we could be more lenient. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, hay mespal b'knisos to Beis HaMedrash, b'tziyos tefilah ktzara. As Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would go into the Beis HaMedrash, and as he left, he would daven a tefilah ktzara. Amrloi, so they asked him, ma mokoim the tefilah zu? What's the basis for this tefillah? Amrlohem, so he said, when I enter the Beis HaMedrash, I daven that nothing bad should happen to me, and as I leave the Beis HaMedrash, I thank Hashem for giving me a chelik in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Rishonim saying, the Shulchan Aruch says, we should say the tefillah. The reason we don't say the tefillah, I saw two reasons. One is because it's primarily a halacha for people who are paiskim. And the other halacha, and the other reason I saw, is that we're yoytza with a havarabba. Tana Baron, because he saw some oimer, as he entered the Beis HaMedrash, what would he say? He would say, Yerotzo f'nech Hashem alaykai, shlo yara dovet hakol al yodi, no mishap should come through me, v'lekosha b'dvar halacha, v'yismuchu b'chaveri, I shouldn't make a mistake that would make my friends happy. So I saw the Mefarshim ask that once you said Shalai Kosha B'loi Al-Dvar Al-Locha, why did he say Shalai Yom Al-Tamei Tor? So I saw the Mefarshim say that sometime, that even the Havamina that he said should be Emes. V'loi Al-Tamei Tor, V'loi Tor Tamei. I should never be happy to see my friends make a mistake, and I should be happy. We should all learn together in a nice way. When he left the Beis HaMedrash, what would he say? I get up, and they get up. But the difference is, Ani mashkim l'divrei Torah, I get up for Divrei Torah, v'heim mashkimim l'dvarim b'teilim. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ma'ar Meshemesh. The Ma'ar Meshemesh says that this Gemara is referring to people who learn Torah in the morning. But they learn Torah in the morning, but then they need to go to work. And what the Gemara says is that such a person, if he starts the day learning, even though he has to leave the Beis Medrash to go work, everything that he does the whole day is connected to that Torah. And therefore, all of the Torah, all it's considered as if he learned the entire day. Ani amar mekabel schar, I work and get paid, get schar for it, for learning. V'heim amel v'heim mekabel schar. So of course, all the Mefarshim ask that nobody works for free. So I saw that the Chofetz Chaim explains, when somebody manufactures shoes, he only gets paid when he delivers the shoes, or whatever else he's supposed to deliver. However, somebody who learns Torah, no matter what, he gets schar for learning. As the Kotzke would explain, you don't get schar for what you accomplish in learning. What you get schar for is for the learning. Ani rots for hem rots. I'm running and they're running. Ani rots l'chayor elam abba, v'hem rots l'be'er shachas. They're running to the grave. And as Mefarshim explained, we're all going towards the grave. But somebody who spends his days learning brings purpose to his life, says the Pnei Yeshua. The other people don't bring purpose to their lives. Tanan Bonim, Shcholer Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar got sick, Nichnasu Talmidim Levakor, his Talmidim came to visit him. Amar Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Orchus Chayim, teach us the way of living. Niskben L'chayor Olam Haba, as we just explained, our life is going towards Olam Haba, so let's figure out how we'll get it. Amlem His Haru B'Kvoyd Chaveruchim, treat your friends with respect. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Yi Kovod Chavercha Havaloch Shelcha, that the kovod that you gave to your friend, you should look at it as if somebody's giving you kovod. If you want people to show you the utmost, most respect, that's the kind of respect that you should give to your friend. Umunah b'neichem and higoyin, keep your children away from learning chumash. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because they should learn Gemara, or sometimes by learning chumash they start learning philosophy, which brings them to questions and answers that are difficult to work with. V'shiva mebriki talmid chum, always put your children in the company of talmid chumim. When you daven, remember in front of who you stand. So, I saw that the Tiferes Shlaim explains, means that remember that the tefillah that we daven is more important than the tefillah of the malachim. Whose tefillah comes first? Our tefillah comes before the tefillah of the malachim. Another pshat is, he's teaching him, if you want your children to daven properly, do lefnei miyatam oimdim. You have to daven properly. And if you'll daven properly, then your children will daven properly. And this is what is known as Shvisi Hashem Nagdi Samid. A person has to always remember that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in front of him. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, this means that you have to have six mitzvahs to midas. There are six mitzvahs that we always have to follow. To believe in Hashem, to believe that there is no other God, to believe that Hashem is one, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, and to do lois surah akhra levavchem v'akhra nechem. Shechal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got ill, nichnasu talmido levakra. Kivin sharoy ischam, when he saw them, his chilul of kais, they all began to cry. He began to cry. Amalei tamidav, Nei Yisrael, the light of Klai Yisrael, Amar Amini Patish HaChazak, Nei Matabaych, why are you crying? Amalehem, Iluf Nei Melech Bas V'dam Hayim Melech Nasi, if they were taking me in front of a regular king, Shiyom Kana Moch B'kever, he also will die. Shem Koyis Alay En Kasa Olam, so if he gets angry, it's not forever. V'mesreni, and if he would put me into jail, Ein Yisuris Olam. V'mesreni, if he kills me, Ein Yisosim Yisus Olam. V'ani Yoch L'Faisim B'dvarim, I could always appease him. V'l'shach T'bimam, and I could always bribe him. Av Kena Yisi Boicher, out of fear. V'ach Shem Malich Nasi, if they melech 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 that I'm going in front of Hashem, Shechai v'kayim l'olam olmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, Shem kayas alai kasa kasa olam, he will be angry forever, v'mesreni asur 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 olam, he could imprison me forever, v'mesreni misosim asur olam, and if I'm dead, it's forever, v'eni yochel faisim b'dvarim, I can't just flatter him, v'loy l'shachta b'mom, and I can't just bribe him, v'loy el shesh l'fon ha'shay drachim, there are in front of me two ways, achas shol gareidim v'achshol gehenim, I don't know which way I'm going. So I saw the pshat is that what we're learning from here is that you always have to remember to go on derech echad, to be consistent in your avodas Hashem. Amalei Rabbeinu Barchenu. So they asked him, give us a bracha before you leave the world. Halvai, you have fear of Shemaim like you have fear of people. That's the entire extent of the bracha you give us. When a person does an aveira, all he's concerned about is Shlai Yireini Adam. He's worried that people shouldn't see him. B'shas p'tirosam, as he was leaving the world, Omlehem, he said, Panu kelim bnei tuma, take out the kelim from the house, because there's going to be tumas ames, and the kelim shouldn't become tamei, particularly kli cheres, that have no way of becoming tahar. V'chinu kisei l'chizkiyo melch Yehuda Shabbat, I am a descendant of Chizkiyo. Or another pshat is that he was going to sit together with Chizkiyo and Gan Eden, make room for me. Says the Gemara, Regemliel Oimer, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day mispal adam Shemen Esrei. Shemen Esrei has 18 brachas. Reb Shu Oimer, me'ein Shemen Esrei. You could say an abridged version. Kiv Oimer, if shkulasu tefilas v'fi mispal Shemen Esrei, if tefilas fluent, say the whole thing. V'mlav, say the havinenu, which is me'ein Shemen Esrei. Reb Lez Oimer, ha'isa tefilas kfa. If somebody makes his davening fixed, ain't a tefilas tachnunim. We'll explain this in tomorrow's shiur. Reb Shu Oimer, if somebody's traveling in a dangerous place and he can't spend a lot of time davening, whenever there's a parashas Yibur, which the Gemara will explain, remember them. Somebody's riding on a donkey and he needs to daven, he should go down to daven. But if he can't, he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. He's traveling in a certain direction and he can't move the car. He can't move anything in that direction. His heart shall at least be connected based kachakachim. He's traveling on a boat or he's imprisoned and he can't face Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, Hani Shmoneh Esrei Kenegami. We've been talking about saying Shmoneh Esrei. So what is the Shmoneh Esrei? Where's the 18 brachas? Amar of Hillel Beredu Shmuel Nachmani, Kenegi Shmoneh Esrei Shamadava L'Hashem Bnei Elam. The Shem Hashem is mentioned 18 times in that parakatilim. Yes, Amar, Kenegi Shmoneh Esrei Esrei Shbekrishma. The Shem Hashem is mentioned 18 times in Krishma. There are 18 vertebrae in the spine. And the lesson is that a person has to use his entire being to daven to Hashem. Somebody davens has to bow down until all the vertebrae of the spine protrude. Ulamar, akshir is connected libai. It's like until he sees an iser on the floor. So posh pshat is, he has to bow down that he could see anything on the floor. Another pshat is that money to him, he davens and he realizes money is nothing. Money should be put on the floor. Dikr zavoydus Hashem. Rav Chanina Amar, kivin shenan reshe shuvein et tzarech. Once you bow your head, it's enough. Amar Rava v'hudu mitzar nafshe. When somebody's in pain and it's difficult for him to bow down, so it's obvious that he's doing the best that he can, even though he didn't bow down completely, he's yoytze the chiyuv of bowing down by tefillah.